This is Dale Jr., and you're listening to Dirty Mo Radio.
At this time, we'll have to come around the 48.
Damn it.
I don't want to. Okay, keep going. We'll go one more.
It's the Dale Jr. Download presented by Spy. Be happy with the all-new Spy Dale Jr. Paint Scheme sunglasses called the Livery Series. They're available in the popular Dirty Mode, General, Dega, McCoy, and Admiral frames. Get yours today at spyoptic.com. With Davis Williams, Mike Davis, and Taylor Zarzer, I guess we're required to recap Kansas, Mike, but I don't really want to.
We need a little happy. Do you got your spies on?
I don't have at this moment because I wouldn't be able to see my screen.
But you'd be happier, I think.
No? Yeah, maybe so. Maybe. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I mean, they make you happy because we need a little of that after that race on Saturday night. Wasn't a good one, was it?
Yeah, that was the worst race of the year, to be honest with you. I know Talladega stunk for different reasons when you have that, you know, I mean, Junior talked about being embarrassed and all that. But to me, it was the worst race of the year.
We said it a couple weeks ago. Wasn't it after Richmond where it's like, you know, when you're mired back between 12th and 15th, that's worse than anything. Like, it feels worse.
And that's why.
And that's where we kind of were. We were fighting for the 12th to 15th. We got up there by pit strategy up into the top 10 and hung out for a while. But, you know, we had incidents and then it fell back and the car was just never really good that weekend, the whole weekend, you know. And I could buy that. I could buy that theory that it was probably our worst race. Just it wasn't fun to watch if you're a junior fan. That's for sure.
Both practice sessions, qualifying.
Yeah, what did we qualify? 22nd.
22nd.
Yeah, that wasn't. But see, that wasn't the worst we've done this year.
No.
Silver linings, Taylor. Yeah. That's what we're going for.
Well, listen, I know a lot of people out there are going to be, oh, well, Taylor and Mike are just going to sugarcoat things and be defensive. First of all, it's not the case. And secondly, there's no way to do that.
Yeah. We didn't finish 16th. Hey, Dale, yeah.
I guess if there's anything that I would defend, it's that this is not the chase. This is not during the championship, that this little rut, if you want to call it that, is going on early in the season. This still right now at this moment would qualify for the chase. And I know that people, and listen, I yell at myself, okay, when I'm having these kind of discussions about anything I'm doing in life, whether it's professional with broadcasting or not. But as I was preparing for this podcast, I kept saying, well, you know what? There's still a championship. You know, they still would make the chase right now. And then I really, in my mind, yelled at myself. And I said, Taylor, who cares about the chase?
Right.
They've made the chase the last few years. It's not about making the chase now, Taylor, said Taylor. It's about...
Do you have these conversations with yourself a lot?
Well, I don't say my name to myself. But yes.
If you did, though, it'd be so cool.
Yes, I don't start speaking in the third person to myself. But yes, I do scream. You do this. Everybody does. Yeah, I was screaming at myself, internal monologue, saying it's about winning a championship now. It's not about making the chase again. This team has been doing that for 5 consecutive years, Mike? Yeah, 5 consecutive years.
Yeah, we're supposed to do that.
We're supposed to do that, right. What we're also, what it's time to do, which the team has also done a very good job of, is win a bunch of races, 7 in the last 2 years, prove you're a championship-level team, which they absolutely have done the last couple of years during the regular season, and then peak during the chase. Now, there was a really bad, I would argue, fluky situation at Talladega that, in my opinion, prevented the team from having that chance. Remember, won a race in the next round after being eliminated, so who knows? Extremely close to getting to Homestead and having a chance to win the championship last year. But there's no question, Mike, so far this year, it seems like something is missing.
Okay, so basically this race could be summed up with 2 key things that happened, and one of them will speak to what you're alluding to right now. The 2 things that happened in this race were, one, we had the lug nut issue on the final pit stop. Now, that stinks. You're not going to be able to rebound very well when that happens on your last pit stop. And we can get into that in a second, because I did speak with Greg Ives and we did talk about it, and I got some really good insight from him on this. The second thing, which is the much bigger issue, is the fact that we're lacking speed. And that is also what they are looking for right now. They're looking for raw speed. And when you when you're looking for raw speed, it's not something that's going to just happen in one or two pit stops. It's not even going to just happen in a weekend. It goes back to the fundamentals, you know, the fundamentals in baseball. You know, sometimes you go back to the very beginning of the process to find that raw speed or find that thing that you're lacking. And right now, all of Hendrick is lacking it. People want to give Greg Ives a hard time. Listen.
That's true.
All of Hendrick Motorsports is lacking this.
Yeah, and they're all think about back. Chase, the way he's struggling right now. Casey, yeah.
You go back. So you something in the aero has to come together to match the tire. I mean, that's kind of where they are right now. You got to go back to the beginning and figure out on the building of these cars and the setting them up. You got to get that aero matched up with the tire to be able to produce that raw speed, and that's what they're looking for. Now, I'm satisfied from a point that I know that my team is or out there looking for it. If they weren't, I'd have a huge problem. If I felt like they were just, I'm going to take this 25th place qualifying setup and I'm going to hope it qualifies fifth this week. That's not what they're doing. Okay, so they're bringing in new stuff, trying these new things, and they're going to have to keep swinging for the fences until they land on something. It's frustrating for them just as much as it is for the fans, if not more. So, but that's kind of where you are right now, and that's the bigger issue, and that did play into this weekend because in this weekend they weren't good at all on Friday. I mean, they were not good at all. Junior was frustrated. It was clear he was frustrated. Saturday, they started, you know, kind of coming around. But listen, I got news for you. This was kind of doomed to be a 10th to 15th place race for us. We snuck up there in the top 10 again because of Greg Ives, you know, staying out on a pit call. I don't think that is what we would have deserved, though. I mean, like, if we would have finished 6th, are you kidding? It would have been a gift. It would have been a gift. Not this. And another thing, the bad timing of this was the fact that there wasn't as much tire fall off, which meant it was harder to pass, frankly. It was just harder to pass. Well, that was a bad race for it to be hard to pass because we weren't going to be doing anything on our own in the first place. We would have needed some tire fall off and that kind of thing to, you know, for Dale Jr. to have the driver maneuverability to kick in. But you didn't have any tire fall off. You didn't have a lot of passing, and we were struggling with a tight race car there at the end, and that's kind of where we ended up being. Listen, we came out, restarted 12th. We ended up 15th. Who cares? To me, who cares? The difference between three spots between 12th and 15th,
nobody cares.
It's all
that.
The same to me, right?
I mean,
exactly.
It's like
people are like, it didn't work staying out the last time. Did it not? I mean, like, honestly, it is what it is. If you're not up there contending for the win, it doesn't really matter, does it?
That's it, exactly. I mean, you want a car that can compete to win.
Right.
A car that is leading laps consistently on a week-in, week-out basis, and that's what's not happening. And you're right about the entire Hendrick Motorsports operation needs to get things going. It's a long season. It doesn't necessarily mean in May, you know, because we're having these issues in May and the whole organization's having these issues and Jimmy and Casey finished right behind Dale the other night, that necessarily it's going to still be happening in August. Let's hope not. It's a long season to figure things out. Now, I think one thing that does concern me is this is a playoff track. You know, this is a chase track, and to have those issues and to be so far off from where Kyle Busch and Kevin Harvick are on a weekly basis is really concerning. But you're right about the entire team going through that struggle. I say what I'm about to say also knowing what you're going to answer with, which is, who cares? It only cost us a few spots in the end. Maybe we would have finished 8th or 9th instead of 15th, but we do need to talk about that lug nut issue because the team was gaining ground, had gotten up to 6th on a good restart, got back to 8th, came in at lap 234 when the caution came out, 4 tires, fuel adjustment, but there was a missing lug nut, Mike Davis, and that cost at least 10 spots.
Yeah, okay, so here's what's up. Let's take it one step at a time. You're right, we were 6th place. You come in at lap 237. You know, the 48 gets busted for speeding. A lot went on in that pit stop that affected the race. But anyway, so the left front, the lug nut popped off, okay? Here's what happened. The lug nut popped off. I asked Greg Ives, I said, listen, is there something as far as the communication between, like, the jackman and the changers? I mean, like, has anything been adjusted based off NASCAR's new regulations of these last pit stops? And he said, you know, the Jackman actually did exactly what he was supposed to do. He waited. Now, this is a key moment here, the fact that he waited. Because when the changer went to go get the lug nut and put it back on, he missed it again because basically it was just a, you know, you're trying to hurry, you hurry, hurry, hurry. The lug nut popped off. He had to go find it. He had to get it. He had to put it back on. My point there is that you already lost 6-7 positions, okay? And that's key because – that when you stay out, like when you like, all right, do I come back in or whatever? Well, you got to factor in. Greg's got a decision to make. Do you think that's your last pit stop? Because the last pit stop is what NASCAR is regulating. We were within 30 laps of the end. You're well within your fuel window. You have to think that is your last pit stop. So there's that one. That box checks. That box says come back in. You got to get it on. And by the way, Greg says that if the lug nut would have even been on the stud, he would not have come back in. He'd have taken his chances. And that's important to know, right? I mean, because, you know, if it's on, then it doesn't necessarily have to be tight, I guess. Who knows? That's kind of the gray area from NASCAR. But you're like, okay, well, it's not even on there. I got to come back in. And then the fact that you already lost enough positions just trying to get that lug nut back on. There was 18 cars on the lead lap. You're going to restart 12th, probably 13th. I mean, what? Come on back in and get the lug nut on, right? I mean, you know, if you were six, you take your chances, but you weren't. It was already going to be a slow pit stop, so you got to come back in and get it. You take your chances. I think they restarted 16. They restarted 17th. Yeah, they restarted 17th, and the caution 18th. Came out. Okay, and then they come back. You know, the caution happens. You stay out, and you know, you gain four or five positions at that point. Just by staying out. But that's why you got to come back in and get the lug nut on. It sucked that it happened, but you also kind of knew that it would happen once NASCAR, you know, said that they were going to regulate it. It's going to bite some teams. And you hope that it's not you, but you also know that in this sport, it's bound to happen eventually, right? It just happened to us really quick.
Yeah, it's going to happen to everybody. There's no doubt about that. But look, I mean, it's elephant in the room. Teams got to improve. Whole organization's got to improve. The objective is to win a championship.
Yeah, that's a good tire changer. I just want to say this: the pit crew, I think, has been really good.
They have been this year. They have been. Yeah,
the mistakes that we had almost on a continual basis last year, we've not had them, guys. I mean,
no,
we
it's
haven't.
Been improvement.
We've
and
not.
Look the. I'm glad you're mentioning that and you're being honest about it. You're not being defensive. You're being honest about it. Anyone out there that is blaming whatever the team is going through right now on the pit crew is completely not paying attention. That's absolutely unfair. This team right now, if you include Hamlin's victory, is 10th in points. They're ahead of Hamlin in points, so 9th in points, but 10th, I guess, if that's the way you do it, Mike, if you put the guy that has a win in front of you,
right.
Then you're 10th right now. Okay, well, that's good enough to make the chase, but that's not good enough by Dale Jr. or the 88 or Hendrick Motorsports standards, not competing on a weekly basis to lead laps and win races. That's because that's performance related. That's not because of what's happening during a pit stop at all.
That's your bigger issue is the overall speed of the car and the organization for that matter. The pit stops, they're going to happen. It stings when they do. It stings when it's on the last pit stop, especially because you do got to come in. Do you realize how steep those penalties are if you get busted like that on the last pit stop? I mean, it's like suspensions.
Oh, it's huge.
Forget the fine.
That's a good point. No, it's point suspensions, yes.
You can't take that chance.
Yeah. I want your thoughts on Dover coming up in just a minute. We're going to have radio chatter replay, but before we get to Reaction Theater, I want your thoughts on Dover, because I think more than ever, we're trying to focus on what's next and, you know, if things are going to improve, right? Well, we're going to discuss that in just a second. Dale on Twitter after the race said, at Xalto Racing car was decent. A lot of issues tonight. We'll work hard and show up in the next one. Car drove good, just not fast. I didn't need it to be looser or tighter. Whole company seemed to be similar, and that's very telling, by the way. Car drove good, Mike, just not fast. In other words, didn't need a bunch of adjustments. I need more speed.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was being generous with the decent comment. I mean, honestly, it didn't feel decent at all. This car, again, to say if it was a 10th place car would only be because we have a history of making ourselves up into the top 10 by the race's end. It wasn't because of the way this car performed during this race.
So, I mean, this more than ever, if you certainly listened to the podcast last year, you know, this more than ever is when Mike Davis gives us a Mickey from Rocky chicken, let loose the chicken story
with
Rocky.
Wow, we haven't done that all year. What's up with that?
I mean, this more than ever is when you should probably insert your comments about that.
Because we need greasy, fast speed. Speed's what we need. Is that what you want?
Yes.
All right, there you go. And you know what? We'll do it again next week if we need more speed.
First name Davis, you're very familiar with what we're talking about, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, because we love Amanda and we miss her, and we hope she's doing well and everything that's going on with her life. I think she has a lot of great things going on in her life.
Yeah, she's doing
great. But I was really, really concerned because last year she had not heard about – she had no idea what we were talking about. And that really bummed me out, Mike, that she had no idea what greasy, fast speed meant.
And I want to just clarify for Davis here. Don't ask for speed and think that you're going to get greasy fast speed, because there's a difference, dang it. You either want speed, you want greasy speed, or you want greasy fast lightning speed. And if you want greasy fast lightning speed, you better ask for it, Davis. Look at his face right now is like, all right, whatever, dude.
I'm thinking about all this greasy fast speed make me think of fried chicken.
Oh.
Well, there was a chicken involved in that story. So it
That's
should
a fair
think,
exactly.
yep. Right.
That's a good point. We should all do this podcast from the chicken coop in South Charlotte, where intern Davis, excuse me, first name Davis, formerly intern Davis, has spent a lot of time.
Well, I've got a chicken coop. You can come to mine in Kannapolis.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you can chase chickens.
Live from Mike Davis's farm.
It'll make you
Except
fast.
The difference is the chicken coop we're talking about, Mike, is a fried chicken restaurant.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Is that how you find greasy fast speed, Davis?
No,
in Charlotte.
It'd be like, here's some money. Go get me some price. Yeah.
Let me tell you, that ain't how we do it.
Price is chicken. That's right. Price is chicken coop. That's right. We do have a guy on SiriusXM, Mike, that is a big Big Ten fan, and he made shirts that said Big Ten speed kills, which is pretty funny. I don't think anybody would ever take that seriously. But no. We don't need Big Ten speed. We need greasy, fast, lightning speed,
especially this weekend, because you know Rocky was filmed in Philadelphia. Dover's not too far from Philadelphia.
I like where you're going with
about
that.
45 all right. minutes, so if you're going to pull out the greasy fast speed, this is the weekend to do it.
Junior Nation, check out the Ride with Dale Jr. to Help Kids Everywhere campaign from Nationwide Children's Hospital. In case you missed it, Dale Jr. will be driving the number 88 Nationwide Children's Hospital Chevy SS during the Kentucky race weekend, and you can have your name on the car. You can have your name on the car. Simply donate to the hospital at nationwidechildrenshospital.org/Dale Jr. That's nationwidechildrenshospital.org/DALEJR. And your name will be placed on the hood of the car. Only limited spots are available, so you need to act quickly. This is really awesome. Check out Nationwide's social channels on Facebook at Nationwide88, on Twitter at Nationwide88. For more information and updates. That's awesome.
I can hear the conversation in your head going, hey, Taylor, you can have Taylor on the car. I know, Taylor. Taylor, can you believe it? Is that what's going on in your head?
Taylor, all you have to do is go to nationwidechildrenshospital.org/Dale Jr. and donate.
I'll do it right now, Taylor. Hey, okay, Taylor, right after the show. All right, right after the show, Taylor.
Hey, Taylor, next you should probably say that Radio Chatter Replay is presented by Nationwide. And Taylor, you should say, let's listen to some radio chatter right now.
Everybody, good job this weekend. A little different schedule. Night race, so we can get home. See your mothers. Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there listening. Let's go get one for her.
We're tight. We're chatting. You know, we're just, the front just slid. So I move the track bar up, and I get real slick in the back. But the front's just slide across the track.
We are too fast. Section 6 there, so we'll go tail end.
All right, that was too boring. Gotta pull the right side, pull the fan off, mill it. Really loose, taking off, air pressure.
I pulled a half pound of air out of the right rear.
The track, loosen it up a little bit here.
Track, I just need grip, speed. Balance is not terrible. I wouldn't want the back to be looser. I wouldn't want the front to slide more.
Therefore, just be ready here. You don't know if we're staying out or coming for two.
Stay out.
Stay out.
Awesome. The last motherfucker on tires. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Hit this time. We'll have to come around the 48.
Damn it.
I don't want to. Okay, keep going. We'll go one more. You are 3, 2, 1. Four tires. Go. Go, go, go.
We need a pit here. We need a pit.
I'm pitting. 3, 2, 1. Go, 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 go.
Are we allowed to pull up to the lead lap?
No.
Did we have something wrong?
We're missing a left front lug nut.
Everybody, check your flag, P15.
And there you have it, Radio Chat Replay presented by Nationwide. Before we get to Reaction Theater, because I'm sure people are pretty upset, what are your thoughts on what's going to happen this week, Mike? I mean, because you know that there's some adversity right now, maybe as much as we faced all year. And when these guys unload that car in Dover, there's going to be a lot of pressure on themselves. Forget every Junior Nation and everybody outside. Pressure from Dale Jr., pressure from the crew, from the organization, from Greg, from Rick Hendrick, from everybody, for this team to be very competitive all weekend.
I'm going to be looking at the organization more than I am just the 88 team. I know I have to care most about the 88 team, but I'm going to be looking at Hendrick Motorsports as a whole, because this is a track, especially the 48 team, that has done fairly well there in the past 4 or 5 years.
That's a good point.
And so if you see Hendrick Motorsports not go in and really compete for this at Dover, then I think that's really big reason to be concerned.
That's a really good point, because Jimmy's made it his personal playground.
That's
so
right.
If he's not competitive there, that tells you a whole lot.
If Jimmy is fighting for 8th or 7th, that's going to feel like a 25th, and that's what I'm going to be looking for. And I'm going, actually, so I'll be there.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Nice. Maybe that's what we need.
Yeah, that's what we need. Yeah. It's not speed. It's just me.
Exactly.
It's me, Mike.
Mike Davis at the racetrack, a chance for everyone that's going to the Monster Mile to scream, Mike Davis sucks, for him to actually hear it.
You're going to encourage that?
Absolutely.
Mike's
please.
In his head. Mike's in his head like, Mike, you can be the difference.
Mike, you don't suck. I know, Mike.
Extra points if you have a crowd of people that chant, Mike Davis sucks, at the Monster Mile this weekend. Do I need to close my eyes and kind of grimace and get in the fetal position to listen to Reaction Theater
this week? Probably.
Yeah.
More than likely, yeah.
Davis, who is the only person on this planet right now that has heard these calls, says yes. So there you go.
Here we go. Here they are.
Davis, in first name, and Taylor Zarger. This is our first call. We just went to the Kansas race. What the hell happened here? We were perfect in the daylight. I don't know what the heck's going on with Greg Ives. I love Greg Ives, but can you please adjust the car to where it's going to go fast during the nighttime? This is ridiculous, man. Kyle Busch cannot win that race. This sucks. So do you, Mike Davis. Bye.
What'd he say there?
He said, so do you, Mike Davis.
Oh, so do you, Mike Davis. Yep. Okay. Yeah, car got tight there at the end. Track got tight, car got tight, and that's what happened at the end. It's and Kyle did not get tight. Kyle was very fast at the end.
So sick and tired of watching him win.
Yeah.
Again, who's next?
Again, his interviews. I'm going to go back to this every time he wins. His victory lane interviews are so empty and lacking of emotion. It drives me crazy. Of all the things that drive me crazy about Kyle winning, that is it. It is programmed.
I'm sure they would drive me crazy, too, if I actually still had the race on to watch them. But I'm long gone by that point, I'll have to admit. Who's next?
Damn, fourth race in a row, car's out to lunch. What is going on? Can we bring back the tarp, please?
I wonder, Davis, does anybody care that Greg Ives is really the biggest reason for our biggest track position jump?
I can tell you that no one realized that.
Okay, fair enough.
Someone's to blame, and it's up being Greg.
If there was a Jimmy Johnson download and they had Reaction Theater, would they be saying fire Chad Knaus right now?
I guarantee you they would. Oh, like, yeah. I mean, you know, somebody would.
Somebody
right?
would.
Who's next?
Go to hell, Kyle Busch. You suck. You cheating. I hate Toyota. They don't belong in NASCAR. Go 88.
Prize pack. I think we should give that guy. That's well said. Well stated. Very reasoned, too, and rational. Level-headed.
You know what, though? It is frustrating. I don't like these. It has nothing to do with Toyota. It's just everything to do with when one team and one organization dominates, it's so frustrating. But we were that organization.
Yeah, I was fine point. With it so, when yeah. it was Hendrick Motorsports.
Right, right. So we were that at one point. Oh, well.
Who's next?
I have no problem with Greg Eyes and the team running. As bad as the pit crew was, I was very supportive. Didn't bother me when we failed at Daytona. Started to get a little bothered at Talladega. This goddamn embarrassing at Kansas, not to know if how many cars are on a lead lap and whether you're going to pit or not, is the damnedest thing I've ever heard on a radio. I mean, even Lance McGrew, at least he'd make a decision. It was the right decision. At least Lance McGrew made a decision. It's the worst I've ever heard in the communication is right there at the end of the race, whether to pit or not. End up not pitting. And God, we need to get our together, make a goddamn decision, Greg guys, or I'm going to start campaigning for crew chief.
Tell us how you really feel, Dan.
Old Sloppy Yellow is fired up. Datto's fired up this week. That was pretty funny. He actually, in a way, defended Lance McGrew. Then he said it was the wrong bleeping decision every time.
So,
but for a second, he actually took support for Lance McGrew, which I've never heard him do before.
At this point, I find myself in a dilemma. Do you take Dan seriously, or do you start laughing when he gets this animated? Because I started finding humor in it.
Yeah.
And when I find humor in it, then all of a sudden I've checked out on the taking it seriously part. That was funny, though.
Well, he is always funny. I mean, we may not agree with everything he says, but he's always funny. He's also turned into the Truman Show on Twitter. Like, every single thing that's happening
God,
in his life.
Isn't that the truth?
Is now available.
He was getting pretty animated about mattress shopping this morning.
I mean, at Sloppy Yellow, his whole life is on display on Twitter now.
The daddy-daughter dance. I mean, you know, it's like.
It's the Truman Show.
Yeah. Every moment of his life is now being documented.
I would say Ed TV, but that movie was absolutely horrible.
I didn't like Truman Show either, though.
I thought it was better than Ed TV.
I never saw Ed TV. I'll take your word for that one. And now I won't watch it.
Don't.
All right.
Who's next?
Ayo Davis, first name's Arthur. I'm here at Kansas right now. Lap 237, still under caution. Waiting for him to go green. Looking like it's going to be the last run. Junior's got top 10 speed, and everything's looking good. We're mired back in the pack, but hopefully he can go up there and compete for a win or something. Also wanted to say, Storm Up and Clear is the best podcast in the whole world. DJ Majors, Brett Griffin do a great job. And Mike Davis, you don't suck, but... Well, yeah, you do. All right, bye.
First name, that I don't know how I feel about that one making it in. You are giving support for another podcast instead of this one?
Yeah.
I just wanted to make fun of that guy.
I mean, seriously, what is up with that? Like, you got some nerve. I'm going to tell you something. You got some nerve calling into a Reaction Theater, which is our baby. I mean, we've been doing this from day one, and then saying you like another podcast. Man, that's ridiculous. Is that ridiculous, Davis?
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
I mean, come on. I mean, and you couldn't wait to put that call in.
I did it because I wanted to see y'all's reaction.
Well, you got it. You got man. Are you kidding? It's like it's a little. It's like our Reaction Theater has been tainted now by TJ. That's what I have a problem with. Listen, this caller did have one thing that reminded me of something I wanted to bring up. If we did not have a lug nut issue on that last pit stop, and if we maintained our spot, we would have restarted sixth, right? Do you know where that big wreck between Joey Logano, Denny Hamlin, and Brad Keselowski happened? Fifth, sixth, seventh. So, no, I'm not even going to say it. I'm not even going to even pretend. I'm not going to go say, it was a good thing the lugs happened. No, I'm not. But it is just an observation. Just
okay,
say
if you're going to play that if game, let me ask you a question.
All right.
If Nick Saban wouldn't called for an onside kick in the national championship, what would have happened?
They'd have lost.
Yes, that's correct.
So?
Davis's favorite team, the Clemson Tigers, would have won the national championship.
You know, Deshaun Watson had greasy fast speed.
He really did.
Yeah, he's going to have greasy fast speed all over us next year, too.
Ooh, that sounded dirty.
Yeah.
It did.
It's going to be dirty.
Though. Who's next?
What we need to do is summons Datto, get that famous speech that turned us around.
I believe
after Chicago.
Yep.
And hell, Dale can't do it all. The pit crew's got to get together and not up. We got to get this together.
I was a little disappointed, even though he was funny, Datto, and angry, that we didn't get the pep talk Reaction Theater call. Maybe he's waiting another few weeks if necessary. But I was hoping this weekend when I went to bed Saturday night, you know what? Maybe Dado's going to give us the pep talk again.
Nah, I think somebody needs to give him a pep talk.
That's a fair point.
I'm going to get Greg Ives to record a pep talk, and we're going to send it to Dan.
Oh, okay. I like that.
That would be fantastic.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
That would be terrific. Who's next?
Son of a JGR must be unbeatable this year. F***ing deja vu all over again. And I ain't going to say about the 88 team. I know no one's had that 15th place. They know it wasn't that great. I ain't going to say about them. I'm going to rag them about it. But holy something freaking going on with that JGR group. I don't know what it is, but let's go get them in Dover and shut that JGR train down. Six beers.
It's getting ridiculous. I mean, I will say that. And you're right, Mike. I had no problem when it was the organization Junior was driving for that was dominating, but it is getting ridiculous. And everybody says it's their ability to react to the change in downforce, but it's kind of amazing that they would have that much success compared to everyone else.
Is the problem with JGR the fact that who drives for JGR? I mean, like, I wonder if people could just stomach JGR's position in the sport right now if Kyle Busch, Carl Edwards, Denny Hamlin wasn't their drivers. What do you think, Taylor?
Well,
what if it was? What if it was
Tony?
Kyle,
what if
Kyle
Stuart
Larson?
Okay.
Kyle Larson, you know. Jamie McMurray. Yeah, basically any of the Ganassi drivers. What if it was the Ganassi drivers?
Yeah, you know, I think Kyle Busch and Carl Edwards definitely have something to do with that. Yeah, I think they definitely do. I think Kenseth definitely is part of that too. I don't know how people feel about Hamlin, but I definitely think people get fired up, especially about Kyle and Carl, without any doubt.
Yeah.
So
can't disagree.
Who's next?
I'm calling because you said you'll play your favorite voicemails, and I hope this is one of them. Do you know how much I catch every single weekend? Because I tell my whole neighborhood, Dale's got it this weekend. Why the can't they dial in his car? I'm telling you, he could have had so many wins this year already. What the is going on?
You know, it is kind of crazy is we're – what are we, Mike, 2-3 weeks removed from consecutive top two finishes? you do have to be mindful of that.
That is a great point, and I even forgot about that.
I mean, it was this year, actually within the last month that was happening, yet everybody, sky is falling, turn the place into a parking lot.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot. But I guess I can't really, you know, be upset at people forgetting it if I myself forgot about it. We have 3 runner-up finishes this year. That's actually kind of good. Is it not 3?
No, it's 3. I just was laughing. It's 3 runner-up finishes and then 2, like, that I'm basically last.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been a fun year.
Yeah.
So this one is 15th. It's kind of like, meh.
We're going to make it interesting, aren't
we? Yeah, we are.
Who's next?
This is getting frustrating now. We done got slow. I mean, who we got setting up the cars, Mo, Larry, and Curly? Come on. Let me tell you something. Rick Hendrick ain't going to like to hear this, but he ain't the big dog team no more. Joe Gibbs is the big dog out there. Y'all got to get to work.
I really think that Mike, TJ, and I should be on the pit crew 1 week, and we should start poking each other in the eyes as we're trying to change the lug nuts on the car.
That's a good 360 idea, isn't it, Davis?
That is actually
pretty good. We did actually do a pit stop. The front office several years ago, we did a 360 of the front office doing a pit stop, and it looked like Mo, Curly, and Larry doing the pit stop, to be honest with you. It was a fire drill. It was ridiculous. I think we clocked in at like a 2-minute pit stop and all was said and done.
The 88 now 7 laps down in Martinsville.
Right.
All right, who's next?
Being a good team means you got to call out your own team. What's up, guys? Talk to me. By the way, I'll be the first person to apologize and call back next week if you win. You guys be good. New York City out.
New York City?
Yeah, we got fans everywhere.
New York City.
You know what I was thinking is some people get frustrated with us because they want us to be as upset and fired up and as honest as they are. Well, guess what? We are.
Yeah. Hey, and I bet half these people haven't broken their phones being so upset. And I have.
You know what? We should probably watch a race with Junior Nation is what we should probably do at some point. You and me, Mike.
Who would you want to watch a race with? Does anybody come out in mind?
I mean, in terms of our listeners?
Yeah, like anybody that sticks out.
Tim Brock for sure. I would want just to see if he could be, how stable he could be and how long he could be stable. The guy that called in two calls ago, the Mo, Larry, and Curly guy, he calls in from time to time. He's funny.
You know who I would want to watch a race with?
The Dale Yeah guy that called in singing?
No, the grandmother that hates Kevin Harvick. I guess she sounds like a grandmother. She hasn't called in recently, but she does enough. I think if Kevin Harvick wins, and she doesn't like Kyle either. You know what I'm talking about, Davis?
Yeah.
I like her. I want to watch a race with her.
We do. We need to watch a race with Junior Nation at some point. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
Who's next?
Last week I called Reaction Theater from the bathroom at church, and this week I'm in the bathroom at the movie theater. trying to watch the Jungle Book movie and look down at my phone, and we finished 15th? Sure, Mike Davis had something to do with that crappy finish. Or Lance McGrew.
Yeah, movie theater this week, church last week. Church is pretty bold.
Yeah.
Movie theater bathroom, not as bold, but I guess we'll start referring to him as the bathroom guy.
I guess. He's definitely digressed from last week. I thought, you know, the movie who hasn't, you know, checked in on a race or Twitter results on from a movie theater?
I usually do that in the theater, not the bathroom. Yeah.
Although they do tell you to turn your phone off in the movie theater.
No one listens to that.
Nobody does, all right.
I get slapped on the wrist when I do that. And speaking of that, happy Mother's Day to Betsy, my wife, to Sarah, Mike's wife, and Davis's girl. Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there.
Is she a mom?
No, she's probably not.
Are you sure?
No,
probably
not. Positive.
All right. Well, positive. To Davis's mom for sure.
My mom.
And to Mike's mom and to my mom and all the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day. Belated Mother's Day. All right. Who's next?
Let me tell you, this race absolutely f***ing sucks. We got that whiny Kyle Busch who wins when Martin Truex Jr. absolutely dominates the track. Here we bounce back from having early speeding penalty. We work all the way up to sixth place, and then we come down pit road, and then the one guy whose only job is to get all the lug nuts on can't even do that right. We can't make the right adjustment, and we finish 15th on a day where we should be doing really good. This sucks.
Everybody's frustrated. I'm so frustrated I just turned Mother's Day into Women's Day.
I mean,
look, Taylor, you just turned Mother's Day into Women's Day. I did, Taylor? Yes, you did, Taylor. Yeah,
y'all gonna have to sort that out amongst yourselves, there, Taylor. You two Taylors over there.
Man, that was a rough one Saturday night. Reaction Theater number 855-740-1902. That's the number 855-740-1902. Be happy with the all new Spy Dale Jr. Paint Scheme sunglasses. It's called the Livery Series. They're available in the popular Dirty Mode, General Dega, McCoy, and Admiral Frames. Get yours today at SpyOptic.com. Let's throw the white flag.
White flag right there, white flag.
Is there anybody you want to have sponsor this white flag, Taylor? Any hotels or restaurants that you have, graced your presence with?
Yeah.
To give us one. Listen, we need a sponsor for this one.
Okay, this edition of White Flag is sponsored by the Wells Fargo Championship.
Okay.
It's one of the greatest golf tournaments in the world. The course never, ever has looked better. It's in as good a shape as any golf tournament I've ever been to, which is saying a lot.
Who won?
James Hahn.
Who?
Won the golf tournament. Kind of came out of nowhere. My man Justin Rose, Phil Mickelson, Rory McIlroy, Ricky Fowler were all there on the leaderboard, but James Hahn.
Isn't he in the Godfather?
No.
Oh, that's James Caan.
That's James Caan. James Hahn was your winner. Beat Roberto Castro.
Who?
In a playoff.
What?
Yep.
I've never heard of these guys.
But the Wells Fargo Championship did a terrific job. And the Wells Fargo next year, Mike, will not be in Charlotte. It'll be in Wilmington because the PGA Championship is coming to Charlotte.
Are you serious?
Next August. Yes, sir.
Wow, now that's a big deal. I wonder if James Hahn is going to be in the PGA Championship.
He will be. He won Riviera last year. He wins Quail this year. It's pretty impressive stuff.
Oh, so he's got more than one win.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Beat Dustin Johnson in a playoff last year at Riviera.
Wow. All right. Congratulations, James. Let's just let James Hahn sponsor this.
Okay, fine. James Hahn. By the way, you should YouTube, if you want to really laugh, the loudest hole in golf is 16 at Scottsdale. They do all kinds of crazy things out there. Just YouTube James Hahn, H-A-H-N, Scottsdale, and see his dance that he did out there. It's very funny.
All right. All right, so this is the White Flag brought to you by James Hahn. Here is some good news to start this White Flag. Here's some good news to start this White Flag by James Hahn. The Exalta Racing Twitter account has surpassed the 20,000 follower mark, which means we're one step closer to somebody winning $88,000 for if Dale Jr. wins the Exalta We Paint Winners 400 at Pocono Raceway. That'll happen. So that's good news. So it's not all dire on this episode of the Dale Jr. Download. You can still go follow Exalta Racing at Exalta Racing on Twitter. And if you follow at Exalta Racing, you know that they put out fabulous updates all weekend of this Kansas race. So there's that. Hey, did either of you guys catch last night's The Rise of American Speed on CMT?
I did not.
You didn't? I know Davis didn't because he's tweeting about Westbrook.
Yeah,
the entire time. You're watching NBA.
I was watching basketball listening to Reaction Theater calls.
Hear me on this. It was so good. It was so good. It's like half movie, half documentary, but it's really, really good. The Rise of American Speed is a three-part series. Episode one was last night on CMT. Episode two is this Sunday, May 15th. And the episode three is the following Sunday, May 22nd. Just so you know, Dale Jr. had executive producer credit on this project. He did a lot of work for it. And you can go to CMT.com for bonus material. Also, if you sign in with your cable provider, if you still have a cable provider, a lot of people don't, but you can go in there and watch the full episode. I'm telling you, it was good. It was really good. It was good history of the sport.
I definitely want to check this out.
Yeah, man. It gave you names that you don't hear, like Roy Hall, a pillar in the sport that nobody gives credit for. And, you know, then all of a sudden Red Byron comes in, and it's just like, it's so good, man.
I really appreciate Dale Jr.'s passion for the history of auto racing, yeah. So that's going to be cool to watch.
All right, moving on here. Junior Motorsports Fan Day is happening on May 27th. All the autographed wristbands are given out, but I think actually we're going to hang on to a few and give some out on Dirty Mo Radio. What do you think about that, Davis?
I think that'd be really cool.
Either way, definitely make a point to come visit us on May 27th. We got a lot of things planned, and it's just a fun day all around. We love seeing all the fans out here. So that's May 27th. Now check this out. For the third week in a row, the checkered flag is flying out front. And you know why? You know why, Davis?
Don't think so.
Josh Berry, man. Oh, Josh Berry won. So Junior Motorsports has won the last two Xfinity races. We all know that. Then Saturday night, our late model driver Josh Berry won the Cars Tour late model race at Hickory Motor Speedway. He did it with his left front fender missing. There's a good video of this. It's a freaking slugfest this race was. And Berry prevailed for the fourth time on the Cars Tour. So congrats to him. Lastly, do us a favor and support Dirty Mo Radio on all of our platforms, the newest which is on Facebook. We've had a great response in our first week on Facebook. Go check it out. Like the page. Be sure to subscribe to all our podcasts, including this little thing we call the Dale Jr. Download. We'd really appreciate it, and that's it.
We're all fired up about this weekend and all expecting better results. At the top of that list, I know, is Dale Earnhardt Jr. That was White Flag brought to you by James Hahn.
It just sounds natural, doesn't it?
For Taylor Zarzer, for Mike Davis,
for both.
Taylor Zarzer,
yeah.
For Davis Williams, and for Taylor Zarzer, I'm Taylor Zarzer. You've been listening to the Dale Jr. Download presented by Spy.
Thanks for listening to Dirty Mo Radio.
Hey, Dirty Mo Radio listeners, make sure you follow at Exalta Racing on Twitter, because if they reach 20,000 followers before May 13th, they'll partner with Pocono Raceway and give away $88,000 to one lucky winner if Dale Jr. wins the Exalta We Paint Winners 400. Go follow them at Exalta Racing. You'll be glad you did.